We've been called the Goldust Twins since boot camp, but we had quickly become best friends. Everyone knew that calling out the name would get both of us to pay attention. Marines need picking up. Now. Aye, aye, sir, we responded in chorus, already starting to ready the Higgins boats.
Then came the arguments.
It is the maddest idea in the world to think of building an American fleet, exclaimed Samuel Chase, signer of the Declaration of Independence. There wasn't enough money, enough power, time to train.
But didn't the Romans build a fleet from scratch? And they destroyed Carthage, came the rebuttal from a law professor, Mr. Wythe, across the room, also a signer of the Declaration. And so the arguments continued, every side making sense with valid points, and yet many opposing one another. While they argued, the British continued blocking trade between the colonies and other countries, and they were also destroying our land along the coast.
George Washington urged Congress again to approve a naval force. They didn't. Then he did something unheard of. Through some intelligence, George Washington learned that the British troops were set to receive weaponry from two of their vessels that weren't armed. He had to stop them. Congress hadn't yet authorized it, but George Washington decided it was time to stop the British. He grabbed some sailors and commanded three small ships. They took off on the coast of Massachusetts and actually intercepted the British supply. As President Lyndon B. Johnson put it, few realize that George Washington stands not only as the first general of our war for freedom, but also as the first strategist of the sea. George Washington wrote a letter to Congress and admitted to them what he'd done.
The sound of grenade explosions rang out from all sides. Corporal Brell's team tried again and again to advance on the Korean soldiers, but kept getting pushed back by machine gun fire. An enemy bunker was up ahead, heavily fortified and shrouded in a thick forest of Korea. Korean soldiers were protected inside the bunker, aiming their weapons straight at the U.S. Marines who had no cover. None of the men could make it through the rapid gunfire aimed right at them. Cries of,
"Hold your position!"
could be heard between the bursting sound of deadly machine guns and the bone-chilling explosions of hand grenades.